now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from West London, Kensington. So let's get down to business. The reason why we're in Kensington today is because we're actually having a celebratory Christmas lunch at Hugh Cochran, who's the other co-founder of SVK Crypto, in his pad over here in Kensington. It's a killer pad. We've been feasting all day. I think we had about 6 kilos of beef, and I think there's about, I don't think there's anything left actually. We scraped the bones clean, because that's how we roll, man. We've had a really great day today, and instead of kind of being market news heavy, I thought that what we would do is take some time to really speak to the team here at SVK Crypto and really kind of get an intro to what everyone's thankful for this year and what we're really looking forward to for the next year as well. Taking a bit of time thinking about everything, think what we are appreciative for as well. I think that's really important, especially when you get to this time of point of year as well. So while I'm sitting here now, I've just seen Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who makes the most noise in the room, the man who gets the most attention in the room. In some cases good, in some cases bad. But listen, I want to talk to you, Shane. What have you, like, what's the year been like for you, man? Like talk to me. Like, have you had a good year?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to you straight up. And first of all, let me just tell you one thing. Empty cans make the most noise. I don't make the most noise. I deliver. I come up with visionary, right? I come up with concepts. And more importantly, I come with execution. And by the way, execution, judge me by my results, because that's what I'm here to do.
Say it again.
Judge me by my results. So I think Charles has probably given you a little bit of the backstory. We're currently in the borough of Kensington and Chelsea. We're in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful house. Which is actually my co-founder, my partner in crime, Hugh Cochran, who I've worked with for almost 20 years. People say we're like a married couple. Of course, we have a great relationship, and we are so different in our ability to execute, but actually so similar in what we want. Our goals are always aligned. So it's wonderful that when we picked our Christmas party, rather than going to a fancy restaurant or rather than going to a bar, Hugh kindly asked us all over to his house in Kensington. And actually, we've got a full crew here.
Oh.
We've got Charles Story, we've got Shane Kehoe, we've got Marco, who is head of content and creation, who puts out all these amazing videos. We've got Oliver, our blockchain analyst. We've got Mikey, my man from Ireland, who is also a blockchain analyst. We've got Hugh Cochran, because it's his house. We have... And Aj Rahman, who's one of our advisors, who's actually ex-Merrill Lynch private banker for almost 15 years. So we've got a full core group of people here. And can I just say, what a lovely day that we've had. Hugh has made an amazing rib of beef. We've had the best Margot.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
A magnum bottle.
Well, several magnum bottles. 2005, I believe, was the year.
2000 and 2005, baby. We got both.
And it's just wonderful, really, to kind of take a time. I'm a real firm believer to execute quickly with a long-term vision, but what you really have to do, and what I really believe in, is that sometimes you just have to stop. You have to stop and realize what you've achieved. You have to stop and go, we've done so well. If I literally came back a year ago and said, listen, in a year's time we would have done XYZ, I would be absolutely amazed. And you know, we've achieved XYZ and so much more. So it's really nice to sit down with our team and thank everyone for all their hard work. And thank Charles for executing the podcast. And thank the analysts for finding the deals. And thank you for being my business partner. But above all that, it's thank you to the community. And thank you to the listeners. Because without you, we would have absolutely nothing. Am I right, Charles?
Oh, you're so right, dude. You're so right. Hey, we're a team. And we all work together. And we all wear many different hats. And sometimes, man, what it's all about is just accomplishing more. Building the community. Building the brand. And we couldn't do it just on our own. We just couldn't. And it's the support from the podcast. It's the support from the meetups that we do. It's the support in general that we have. All the Christmas cards that we've received. I mean, we've been blown away with the amount of support we've had.
But Charles, you know what? I don't want to do it on my own. Like, I've worked at several different senior positions in numerous different hedge funds and proprietary trading shops. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about everybody. And I don't want to do anything anymore where I'm on my own. I'm not that interested. I want to do something from the bigger and betterment of all. Yeah. And that's where it comes from.
That's
the community-driven approach.
Power to the people.
Power to the people, man. Let's build a gang. Let's build, you know, a crypto nation. And, you know, it's only recent that I've been talking about the price action. And how really little I care. And I'll tell you why. Because I believe. It's binary. It's like, is this going to happen or is this not? And I believe it's going to happen. And I believe that it's the best opportunity I've seen in the last 20 years. And I believe so much that I'm committed to the core. This is what I do each and every day. I could do lots of different things. In fact, I don't even have to do anything. But I want to. And that's the difference. I want to do this. I want to work with you. I want to work with my team. I want to build brands. I want to be part of the cryptocurrency and blockchain technology space. Why? Because every person that I've met is an absolute gentle man or woman.
Yeah.
Every person that I met is super smart. Every person that I believe wants to change something. It's about making the world a better place, not for me or you, but for all. And this is a celebration of that.
Woo!
Say it again.
Couldn't have said it any better myself, man. I love that. The wine has a peculiar effect, man. It makes you see things. The visualization becomes stronger.
But you know what, Charles? Listen, I'm Irish, right? And
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm always the same, right? I'm always like 24/7. You'll always get the same reply from me. I'm just honest. I'll just tell you the way it is.
Yeah.
And I've told you the way it is for many months and years.
Yeah.
And if you ask me something and I agree, I'll tell you it. And if you ask me something and I disagree, I disagree. But what I will say is that there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity here for all. And I don't know how low the markets are going to go. I don't have a crystal ball. And I don't know what's going to happen. But for me personally, I am more than happy to deploy capital at this stage because I know where it's going. Technology never goes back. Crypto and blockchain are going to revolutionize the world. And I'm happy to be there for the ride and to be a supporter and advocate. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Let's go, man. Woo!
Okay,
up
so
next, man. Let's get Oliver on the scene.
Should we get Oliver?
Yeah. Oliver!
So let's give a little brief on Oliver. Oliver is our blockchain analyst. He's a super smart guy. He does a great job. Oliver sits behind the scenes making Charles Story and Shane Keogh look good. Oliver puts in more working hours than anybody. And he has a wealth of knowledge. He has a deep understanding. Oliver, come over here, buddy. He has a deep understanding of all the tech, and we are so happy that he has been here since day one, core member of the team. I really do respect and value his opinion, and as I said, we're not letting him go, but we're going to work the ass off him. We're going to work the ass off him in 2019. Oliver, come on, let's give a brief introduction.
Let's go. Oliver, what's happening?
I'm doing fantastic. We had a great meal here at Hugh's house. Unbelievable beef, unbelievable wine. Really, really nice way to end the year. Have a nice Christmas party with all the team around.
Hold on.
It's not the end.
Let me ask you. This is only the start. But how do you feel? What does it mean for you to be a core member of the SVK crypto team? What does it mean for you to be from the very inception point of us actually even incorporating the name? Tell me what it means for you to be part of our gang.
I feel incredibly privileged to be here. I mean, I've seen it grow from, I mean, honestly, just 1 year ago, we were starting to, you know, put on our meetups and starting this podcast and really trying to understand and get into this space. And, you know, within 1 year, fast forward, we've now, we have this fund and we're, you know, the ecosystem fund, and we're investing in some of the coolest projects on the EOS blockchain. And I'm so excited about some of the things that we're really seeing and investing into. I think it's going to be amazing for the ecosystem in the future. I'm really starting to see this taking place now. I can see how the adoption's going to work. Things that Block One are working on, things that we're working on, as they tie in together, you can really start to see that blockchain now has the ability to access mass market applications that anybody, whether they know blockchain or they don't know blockchain, can get involved with. And I think that's really, really exciting, and I think that's going to be the trend for 2019 for sure.
So let me ask you a question. What excites you? Like, what gets you out of the bed in the morning? What gets you jacked up, man? Like, break it down for me.
Honestly, just looking at some of the projects and doing the work on these projects and thinking to yourself, wow, this is something that could really revolutionize an entire industry and sector. And to be one of a few VC funds who are actually looking at this at this deal and, you know, having the opportunity to invest into with the potential that we see is something that really, really excites me. It gets me up in the morning. It gets me reading about all of the different things that are going on within the space. I mean, just looking at EOS alone, You need to be reading the news constantly just to be at the forefront of what's going on. Things are changing so rapidly, and some of the changes are going to be huge, and it's going to allow people to come onto this chain and, you know, just and really, really utilize it for what it can do. And I think that's some of the most exciting things that we're working on at SVK Crypto.
Oh, I love to hear that, dude. Love to hear that. What are your takeaways? What have you achieved this year, man? What are you thankful for? And what are you looking forward to next year?
I mean, this year was really, I mean, the year where we decided that, you know, you could use a blockchain for decentralized applications, but we weren't really sure how that was going to look. And then EOS launched and, you know, had some teething problems, and we're still kind of like, all right, so how does this whole thing work? There was a few apps on there, a few games, people starting to use it, and then things started to really come into place. Problems were being solved on the fly, and, you know, there's projects that we were looking at, maybe this was a really interesting investment, and then things would get solved behind the scenes, and that investment would become obsolete because things are just moving so quickly. So really, when you look at how this space has evolved, it's come a very, very, very long way, and we're by no means there yet, but the things and the projects and the development that we've had is really going to kickstart this. I think 2019 will be the year of the STO. I see that coming into effect massively. I think we're going to really start to see those applications that we've invested into this year come to fruition in 2019, and we'll see the adoption of blockchain technology all across many sectors, be that supply chain, be that gaming. We see VR as a huge space. In fact, gaming in general is going to be massive, with digital collectibles as another huge sector that is only just starting to get tapped into. And I'm talking about things like not having to have an account to actually access these applications, to be able to access these applications first, get people in the door, get people interested in what you're doing, and then introduce that blockchain component is going to be one that kickstarts and fuels the adoption to the masses.
Love to hear that, dude. What's your outlook? Where do you think we are with regards to mass adoption? It's something that's, I think it's something that's thrown around a little too easily. I think it's a title that's given lightly. I don't think we're anywhere near mass adoption. What does mass adoption look like for you? And in your view, how far are we away from seeing that?
So there's no doubt that we are still, I don't know what the time frame is, because I think that with the internet, things can move so much quicker now. Information can be disseminated across, in multiple people, I mean, loads of people very quickly. But what I do know is the core mechanics that facilitate mass adoption are being implemented. And what I mean by that is allowing, you know, we have lots of problems at the minute with CPU on EOS, but things are being worked on behind the scenes in development that will allow anybody with or without an account on EOS to access the dApps that we're creating. And really, we're starting to see this ecosystem building. I'm seeing transactions per day increasing. You know, you used to look at the EOS mainnet and see maybe 30 or 40. That number's now at 100 to 110 transactions per second. And you know, having this CPU problem, whilst it is a problem, is it also a really good problem to have, because what it means is that the network is being utilized and more people are interested in building upon it. For us, making it easier for developers to get involved, making it easier for users to get involved, these are the key things that we need in order to generate those applications that people really want to use. We haven't seen the killer app yet. And I'm not even sure if we know which sector it's going to be in yet, because I think there's going to be sectors that are created out of this space that we haven't even conceived yet. But when we do, I know for sure that this technology is really, really, we're in the right place at the right time, and this technology is going to take off, and it's going to better a lot of industries out there.
Man, I love to hear that, dude. I love to hear that. And I just want to say as well, your view and your perspective have grown so much in the last year. Like, if I did a podcast of you at the beginning of the year, your idea generation, your thoughts, your experience has just grown massively, Dan. Like, you always have a view and an opinion, which is amazing to see. So, you know, I just want to say you've done amazingly well of not only getting an understanding but an opinion on everything that's going down, dude. That's cool as hell, man.
Yeah,
you've been killing the game.
I mean, that's really a testament to the kind of the people that we're working with. I mean, the kind of the teams and the developers that we get to speak to on a daily basis now has increased to really, I would say, we're at the cream of the crop. We're at the top level now, where the guys who are looking to build these applications have had multiple exits. They've been successful in many different areas of business, and now they're bringing their acumen to the blockchain space. And I don't like to say that, oh, you know, they're going to create a blockchain application. A lot of these companies, you know, they already have existing businesses, but they see that there's some value in having some part of that business based on the blockchain. And, you know, that in itself, that's something that we're interested in. So, you know, investing in businesses that have an existing business, they generate revenues, but they see that there's value there to have part of that business based on the blockchain. And if we can help them to really develop that, and I think that's one of the key things that we do here, because SVK Crypto is focused on blockchain VC. There are many VCs out there. There's many tech VCs out there. But what we do really well is we take businesses who want to have a blockchain application, and we guide them with the help of the team, the advisors, and we help them to build that application and make it a reality. And I think that's one of our most value add points, you know, just because we're so embedded in the community and we have that access and we have that knowledge as well.
Oh yeah, man, could have said it better myself. Listen, dude, I think we're out of time, man. I wanted to get more people on the show, but
did I run over? I'm sorry.
No, nonsense. I think with that in mind, we're gonna wrap things up for today. Thank you, the listener, for your time and attention. As always, that's a wrap. We got to bounce, and yeah, man, we'll be back tomorrow with more great news, man. Let's go. Let's make it happen. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.